USA News, I'm Lance Pry. At least three people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through a tiny North Texas town overnight. A tornado warning went out in Matador, Texas around 8 p.m. local time. Matador is just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. The twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. The tornado hit less than a week after tornadoes blasted Perrington, Texas, killing at least three people and injuring dozens. The House voted to censure Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff for his role in misleading the American people with statements of alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Republicans tried to advance a similar censure measure last week, but was blocked because of language that could have resulted in a $16 million fine for Schiff. The provision was removed and gained majority support. Schiff, who's running for an open seat in California, is the 25th lawmaker in U.S. history to be censured by the U.S. House of Representatives. Schiff last night on CNN after being censured.
It ultimately led to his impeachment, which I was proud to lead, and it led to the first bipartisan vote to remove a president in U.S. history. I was also proud to serve on the January 6th committee, and I would do all of that again, and I would do it the same way.
The U.S. Coast Guard is predicting that the oxygen supply on the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic will run out very soon. Search efforts have been intensifying since Sunday when the submersible carrying five people disappeared. Officials say at least 10 assets will soon be on the scene about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The focus is an area where Canadian aircraft recently detected underwater noises. Today is National Kissing Day and National Onion Ring Day. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The U.S. dollar, still suffering from high inflation, is going to get another correction today by the Fed.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell anticipates additional rate hikes as the central bank aims to curb inflation.
Inflation pressures continue to run high, and the process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go.
Speaking before a hearing with the House Financial Services Committee, Powell said that most Federal Open Market Committee participants expect interest rates to rise moderately by year end. This comes after the Fed's recent decision to maintain stable interest rates, breaking a streak of 10 consecutive hikes since January. I'm John Schaefer.
Regulators are approving the first lab-grown meat in the United States to be sold at restaurants and eventually supermarkets.
The Agriculture Department okayed California companies Upside Foods and Good Meat to sell chicken made from animal cells instead of slaughtered birds. The FDA approved lab-grown meat from both companies as safe for human consumption months ago. Companies have been trying to launch the new way of meat production in hopes to reduce animal harm and environmental effects of selling meat. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The NBA draft is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. The San Antonio Spurs will have the first pick, followed by Charlotte, Portland, and Houston. Lance Pry, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,